Hi, I'm Jerry Boyer. Welcome to the Business in the Kingdom on the Edify Podcast Network. Today, my guest is Andy Olivastro, who is the Vice President of Outreach at a little, tiny, obscure, conservative startup shop called the Heritage Foundation. Andy, welcome.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. It's a startup 50 years in the making.
I have great hopes for this group. I think they're going to make a mark.
We're working on that. Yeah. Listen, we celebrate our 50th anniversary next year, and we have graduated from being initially a very action-oriented think tank to being literally a do tank, because we have the Heritage Action lobbying arm, and we have the Daily Single Media arm, and we are out there. We're active.
Yeah. That transition's important because I think there's a sense out there in the grassroots that research organizations that are funded by conservative people, in the hinterland, the research organizations sort of got maybe to some degree disconnected from reality and disconnected from their base. And it seems to me that Heritage really stands out as that not having happened to.
I'm glad to hear you say that. I think, other people have perhaps said otherwise, but I think one of the things about the Heritage Foundation, this is my third tour of duty there, and I believe that as goes Heritage, so goes the conservative movement, and as goes the conservative movement, so goes the United States of America. We have remarkable leadership at the organization across all of those arms, the foundation, Heritage Action, and the Daily Signal media outlet. So I feel very good about where we are. Kevin Roberts, our president, his message to everybody, staff and donors and the conservative movement, is that we are on offense every day, all day, all gas, no breaks.
That's great. By the way, if you hear background noise, that's because we're at a conference, Alliance Defending Freedom, and they're breaking down all the equipment, and so we're just grabbing some time here. All right, so what we've been here talking about is corporate engagement, which has been a new focus for Heritage, and a focus that I think you particularly have kind of pushed in that direction and kind of urged Heritage to go in that direction. First of all, why is that important?
Sure. I think the organization has always been, it's had its pulse on the movement and its pulse on the national economy, the national culture and everything. I spent a lot of time, as I said, my third tour of duty at Heritage, I spent a lot of time in the business world, many years consulting for five of the Fortune 10 when I was at Edelman, a big PR firm, and then 8+ years inside a Fortune 50 company, leading all the strategic communications and CEO communications. And so when I would send a donor check to Heritage, or I would talk to my good friend Bridget Wagner, who's one of the leaders at the Heritage Foundation, I would say, DEI is killing corporate America, or ESG is ruining the marketplace.
Right.
It's been something that I've
DEI
seen happen.
DEI is diversity, equity, inclusion.
That's right.
And ESG is environmental, social, and governance investing.
That's right. And so, if you think about corporate social responsibility, add that to the mix, you've got CSR, DEI, and ESG, and you've got the alphabet soup of extortion.
Corporate social responsibility for CSR.
Yeah.
So essentially all basically the same thing, the imposition of politics into the financial system.
Yeah,
what they can't win at the ballot box, they try to win on the proxy statements and simply by mau-mauing, corporate leaders and boards.
That's right. That's right. And as you and I have talked before, and as Jeremy Tedesco at ADF talked about during our conference this week, this is top down, it's bottom up, and it's outside in, right? I mean, there's activist board members that try to influence the way a company operates. There's employee resource groups that know that the louder they can operate, they can shift the positions of the company or even the leadership of that company. And then there's outside groups who, try to pull a company in a certain direction. And it's time, it's way past time, but now the right has gotten much more louder, and we will continue to be loud. And companies that that want to be pulled in the wrong direction will face that kind of scrutiny.
You're listening to the Edify Podcast Network. We'll be right back. This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app. This is the Edify Podcast Network. Welcome back.
It is way past time. I mean, it's not on time. I mean, we've been incredibly MIA, more acronyms, MIA from corporate boardrooms. I mean, the left has been working this for like 40 years.
That's right.
I mean, it may have started off with, some lone liberation theology nun you know, going to an energy, you know, company board meeting and speaking up, but it just grew and grew and grew. And I think we just kind of slept thinking, well, they're corporations. They're always going to be conservative. So nothing to worry about. And we turn around and they're completely ideologically captured.
That's right. I mean, as our friend Justin Danhof likes to say, or used to say in his previous role in the think tank community, he would say that, you know, corporate America and the Republican Party or the conservative movement, you know, divorced many years ago, but we just found the papers in the top drawer.
That's well put. Yeah. And you know, you think about these annual meetings, these shareholders are more conservative than the population in general. That's what the polling shows.
Right.
Like the Investors Business Daily, what they call investor class poll, which means that essentially every year there's an election and it's a red state election.
Right.
In that there's a conservative voter advantage, but we lose because we didn't know we were registered to vote. That's tragic.
It's tragic. I mean, I just think about if you think about that picture in your mind of the proxy arriving in your mailbox, and then you open it up and you look at it, and then you might go online and look at and start to read through it all. How many people actually follow through and vote on any of that? And
right.
Obviously, most don't.
Right.
And so you're exactly right.
Why should Christians, if this is business in the kingdom, why should Christians in particular be concerned about this?
Well, I mean, this is a great question, and you're asking me a question that I would ask you because you're much more articulate on it than I am, but I would just simply say—
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes without saying. Yeah.
It's absolutely true.
But it's an interview format, so
right,
I got to
right.
let you do the
right.
talk.
Yeah. So let me tee it up for you then, to answer that question. I mean, this is your money. This is your money as a retiree or mm-hmm. as an investor that's being used against your own values.
Yeah.
And— To me, that's deeply insulting.
Yeah,
it's deeply problematic. And then I would say, as larger companies and larger brands, when their brand equity leverage that in the marketplace, it's very, very problematic for both the right. innovation culture that we would want in corporate America and in the business community.
Yeah.
And I think it's very damaging for employee morale.
And the vanguard of the revolution is sexual identity stuff more than anything else right now. So that's particularly a concern, I think, for Christians.
I think that's right. I mean, I think to me, the left has sort of four altars that they operate on. You know, the first is the environment. And that's why I think for ESG, environmental, social, and governance, I think that's been the shoehorn by which they moved into corporate America, probably through the sustainability lens. But mm-hmm. it's the altar of the environment. It's the altar of sex. It's the altar of race, and it's the altar of power, right? None of those are the altar that I think your listeners or you or I would say is the appropriate one to be genuflecting in front of, but those are the four that dominate their thinking.
Interesting. Andy Olivastro, thanks for being with us on Business in the Kingdom.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.